Man asked me to ask to announce on Shabbos Avedah, someone found an MP3 that had some of my Vadim on it. It also had Ryan David's Vadim and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shirim from Ramak Moshe Katz. If anyone here lost something, spread Chavah Chavah later, was listening, contact me, I know who has it. We want to be Mamshech tonight in the Sugya's Tech, the Sugya's Balance. Trying to revire a little bit the Sugya of balancing being a Yochit, an individual. Mitzad echad, mitzad sheni, being an ish klal, an ish that's an ish chilek of the tzibur. Let's shtel avek a little bit. The noisei, in Maktab, I might be a little bit more b'ksara. I started realizing that it's taking us too long to do each sugya. I want to cover a lot of sugyas, so to mitzamtzim. In the basic yisoid, in Torah, in yisoid in Adam, is that every single mensch is not a stam person. Every single man in this room, although how many Yingalite are there in Eretz Yisrael, how many, let's say, American Yingalite are there in Eretz Yisrael? Thousands. So you're one of thousands. So just another Yingal man. No. There's no such thing as a stam mensch. Every single human being, a Fradi Yid, is unique creation. An individual, unique, he's totally irreplaceable, totally indispensable. There's no one like him that exists in this entire world. Forget about Eretz Yisrael. And there's no one like him that exists. There's many, many makaris. Again, we're going to make answer a little bit. One, so this Dekamakar mentioned, the famous mission Sanhedrin, Flam Zayin. The mission over there is talking about Habezin's Ma'ayim on the Edom Medina Nefoshes. And Bezin are telling the Edom they should be clear in realizing what's at stake here. What does it mean, Chas Hashem, is a person's life at stake? What's a mensch? And Bezin says that when you ma'abid, ki nefesh achas, ki ma'abid a nefesh in oylem molly, so you like me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not kemidas bas v'adam. Bas v'adam makes kamem abeyus, a person mints coins, sets of coins, a currency. And each coin is the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created millions, billions of Bnei Adam, they have the Duris. And every single one is Nechtam b'choysim shal Adam Arishin. Rashi over there says Adam Arishin is b'tzelem elikin. And that one is doime, ein echad doime l'chaveir. Ein echad doime l'chaveir. The mission of Yisrael is l'fikach nivar Adam Yechidi. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Adam Yechidi? And the Mela, the Dmus Adam that continues on the Deridur is always Yechidi. Chayv Adam loymer b'shvili nivar olam. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every single human being different. Every one of us, mitzad ha'yitzira, we already spoke many times as man, the yitzira is Dvar Hashem, you, the way you are, mitzad, naturally, that's Dvar Hashem. Every single avreicher, every person, he has a different hakova of koiches and nefesh, hakova, a different makeup of koiches and nefesh. A person's koiches and nefesh are vast, the midas are in soif. The general midas exist, come out in all the people the same, but the amount of the midas, the netiyah, this one has more of a netiyah to chesed, this one has more netiyah to kas, this one has more of a netiyah to seder, this is more atzlus, this one is more upbeat person, this one's a more atzlus. In all the midas, the makeup of the midas, the exact measurement, the exact shear, the mixture that each person has, there's no one who is exactly like you. Moisev and Lekud, we always say, part of what formulates a person is like life circumstances, what he goes through. Every single person goes through a different set of life circumstances. Even if you're going to find somebody, sometimes you have somebody, your mamish from kindergarten, you're with him, you went to the same kindergarten, the nursery, the elementary school, this, and the camps, your mamish went through. Oh, but it's not shaykh that he didn't go through different things. He, one year, he had a mice, his brother went through a tragedy and he went through that sort of. It's not shaykh. They can have two people who didn't go through different life circumstances, and life circumstances shape and face a person. They totally shape and face a person. And the Hainu comes out with something that's beyond our saga, but a matter, even though, again, there were billions of people that there were throughout the Dervis, but there's no one who's identical. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, each person is individual because you're unique. And the Gevurah is, you have something to contribute to your tafkid, this Vel, Torah, Gilui Kvod Shemayim, that no one else could contribute. When you say a svara, your svara, it's coming from a person that is not exactly, never was. It's not identity. There can't be something identical to you. It's a basic yisoid in yechidus. And from this is neveya, we're going to start a tiny bit, maybe more behemshich, that be'emela, a person has to live life as a yochid. If you're a yochid, so you have to live life as a yochid. Ayin al-Yishor, Chelek Aleph, in the beginning of the psich of Shar Gimel, his marach over there, he brings three makaris, goins or ben yoynes. And in every part of Avodah Hashem, you have to personalize it. You have to personalize it. When the oilam is making gedor, something just happened, a tragedy, when Meron and everyone's making chizukim, so you could just look around and say, what everyone's doing is for me. You have to see, there's a shtim for me, there's a shtim with my koiches. What am I about? Who am I? In gedorim, in Musar, which Musar Sefer should learn? Which Musar Sefer talks to you? In Svaras, there's some people, isn't it? You go to a shir, you hear a Magad Shir. Every single Svar the Magad Shir says, you agree to? Could it be? Do you think exactly like the Magad Shir? The Teretz is, you're not using Yechidus. You're nodding, you're saying, probably the Magad Shir knows a lot better than me. So I'm going to accept what he's saying. That's, anyways, what's going to be said in the base Medrash. That's going to be the unanimous opinion of what happened to your individual world. You could accept what the Magad Shir says. But does it work with the way you understand your view? You have to personalize everything because you're a yachid. This is mitzad echad. The basic idea, aleph, a person's not stam. There's no such thing as you're stam. I'm just another one. You're not just another number. Your world, and again, olam mulei. I just touched the tip of the iceberg. You're an olam mulei of individual koiches that's makif the whole person. This is mitzad echad. Mitzad sheni. Kamat, an opposite. Mamish, an opposite. Basic yisoid. And a person is that be'emes. You think you're yochid. As a yochid, you're kamat nothing. If you isolate yourself and you say, okay, Meir Wurzeger, he's an individual. He has different koiches that never ever existed. But if Meir Wurzeger makes himself as a yochid, he's garnished. The emes, the tzura, where Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah, is the Torah was not given to Yechidim. Not Torah, not Avodah, not Gemilas Chasodim. The Torah was not given to Yechidim. You have to be an Ishklal. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Yisrael, Nevi Sun Vayered, Kadosh Baruch Hu, says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Le'enei Kol Ha'am, Chazal Darshan, Le'enei Kol Ha'am. If there would have been one Yid missing, I don't understand. This Shishim Ribui minus Echad. And that Shishim Ribui minus Echad. The Tzadikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, V'chol Klal Yisrael. We can talk about the Tzadikim. We go Meshuggah, we think how much Torah there is there. But no, there's one Bavor from the Yid over there. His name is Yankel Lefkowitz. And he's standing in there. He didn't come to Mount Torah. The Torah can't be given. What's wrong? The answer is one thing. There's something, a big Mitzvah is called a Klal Yisrael. There's a big conglomerate. An accumulated mitzias, an entity called Klal Yisrael. And that needs Shishim Ribui. If it doesn't have Shishim Ribui, nothing. It's missing. It's missing that whole entire thing. It's missing the whole thing. And the Torah wasn't given to Yechidim. This is a Klal Gadol. I'm going to mark a little more on this side. Build it. It's a Klal Gadol. It came out of all parts. Torah, Avodah, and Chaim. The Gemara increases. The Avodah Medvei says, talking about a tainus. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasido. Kol tainus ein boy me poishe Yisrael ein oi tainus. You hear? Klal Yisrael is making a tainus. And there are a few people, a bunch of yin, they're totally off the derech, and they don't want to come, they don't want to fast. We don't have any people off there, they don't want to fast. It's only the yin, only the charedim are going to fast. No, it's not a tainus. Ein boy me poishe Yisrael, poishe Yisrael, poishe Yisrael ein oi tainus. Sharechel b'no reyach rao mona akosiv im simon ekaturis. Abayah miyocha v'gudazim. So I don't understand. You have a grace of chevro. Take the lamb of tzaddikim. They all want to fast. But no. This chayte Yisrael doesn't want to fast. It's missing in the tainus. What's that one in there? There it is. Something called a klal. In each yid and klal Yisrael, his part of his true dimension, part of his emes dimension, is not only as a yochid, it's as a klal. Volbe, when he gives a tzir of this, he says it's like a tree. A tree, I don't know how many leaves are there on the kind of tree, but it's almost on 1,000, maybe close to 1,000,000 leaves on a tree. Each tree, each leaf could be, I don't know if it's maybe different is the way it's made up. It has a chiyus. But the second you cut it off from the tree, it starts to wither away and it loses its chiyus. Because it's only going to be a thriving leaf if it's part of that big tree, if it's connected to that big tree. A yidin is if he's disassociated, if he's menutak, if he's dissects, if he takes away his menatik, his connection to Klal Yisrael. He's ever alone. He's missing his true mitzvahs. And b'chi hagavna, it's a chiddush neri, after mizbainin what this means, b'chi hagavna comes out that the biggest yid in Klal Yisrael needs the smallest yid in Klal Yisrael. Kaviyoch, whatever it means, the smallest yid in Klal Yisrael. He needs him. These are the two dimensions. There's a two dimension in a yid. Maybe it could be Magdurit. I've said this all the time. In the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted Klal Yisrael many times in the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands Klal Yisrael. So the Lashon of the Pasuk is Se'u es Roish Kol Eldas Yisrael. Mishpachois Mavei Savo Yisrael. B'mispar Shemus. There's a double title. B'mispar Shemus. B'mispar Shemus is these two dimensions. There's a dimension in every yid. He's a misper, which means a misper is your number. There's nothing special about a number. You're another number. That's all you are. You're just one in Shishim Ribli. You're one out of Shishim Ribli. But you're not just one. You're just one. You're just that. I'm just another one. No. You're Yankel. You're Yankel. You're Shame. Zok to Svarno of an arts. Shame is Meiral, Mailis, Ishius. Shame means every person has a different name. Every person is a different world, a different way of looking at things, a different way of understanding the Rajba, a different Netiya Techeset. You also create a different generation we've been speaking about. You have something Rabbi Yehuda didn't have. Everyone has something different. But you're a whisper and you're shameless. It's a little more, let's develop the Nakuda of Misper, the Nakuda of being an Ish Klal. The Goyin. To do with the Shita of the Goyin, it's in Shnei Yisrael, Perakei, the Brochus. The Goyin Shita is that in davening, it's also for a person to have a mind himself. Everyone could speak to the murderer. What exactly? If the Hanoga is Azoy. But that's the Goyin Shita. The Goyin Shita is that when you daven Shmoneh Esrei every day, three times a day, you're not supposed to be thinking about yourself. You're not supposed to think about yourself. The Lashon Rabim, the Matbeis, the Lashon is Lashon Rabim. Going to the Shaf Lashon, it's also for a person. He says you have to be mechaven for the Shleimus of the Tachas of Chalikus. Tachas, the Shleimus Amitim. That's the Kvoy Malchus Shemaim, he says. When there's Achas, it's called Chalikus. I want to try to dig, I want to understand the Goyim. Beli Laharich, the Aleph Beis of Tefila. A Maisa Tefila means being Mavakesh, something that's chosser for you, something that I am missing. To be mevakesh without feeling you're missing something, saying, please, I wouldn't mind if I had it. That's not a bakosha. That's not tachnunim. The aleph beis, the mahus of tefillah is that I am missing. I'm asking something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, memale this vacuum. Something I'm missing. This halal that's by me. That's so, zok to guy. Maybe we're saying, all of a sudden I'm supposed to daven for the chassid sheyidin, gold is green. I really want the chassid sheyidin, gold is green. To have a lot of parnosa, maybe not. The Hatzi Tatzi, High Roots Yidden in downtown Manhattan. I should have Baruch Aleinu. That's what a mamish lacking. If they should have a wonderful parnosa. No, I don't understand what their parnosa is. I don't agree to the way they do parnosa. I don't agree to the whole lifestyle. Chassid Yishayin, gold is green. I don't understand them. I'm beginning to understand them. Svarad Yishayin in Morocco. I don't know anything about them. Russians. Be scared of it. I am going to daven Baruch Aleinu Hashem Alekeinu Fe'enu Hashem V'nei Rofe. What's the word? The word is, listen good, the word is like this, the word is yeah. Because the nekuda of being a klal is a din in you. When we say you're a misper, it doesn't really mean, it's not a shibur chitzoini. It doesn't really mean you have an achrayis to the rest of God. It's true. But it's neveah because that's part of you. You are. A yid in his true mitzvahs, that's the seer of a bulb. When he says you're a leaf, you're a shard in a puzzle, you're a piece in a puzzle. You're incomplete. You're a chetzi dover. If I have a piece in a puzzle, when I understand that a piece in a puzzle has nothing to do in this world unless it's a puzzle over there, So part of you is the Shishim Ribui of Klal Yisrael. You need the Shishim Ribui because that's part of you. When you want to have refuah and you want to have bracha, you have to daven, you have to shtel zichsu to part of Klal Yisrael. I think the Gaon's Menachem is over there. It's Gemara in Brachos. Eflamid Amar Abaye. When you daven hilchach v'shatif odim esh atzmai badi tzibur. Zok Rashi. When you daven, you should daven b'loshen rabim, not b'loshen yochid. Ki heichi di tfilosoi nishmas. Your true tzura, your true tzura, you're half a zachvi adam for yourself. Your emes tzura is chilek, a shtik, a chilek m'chal Yisrael. You're part of Klal Yisrael. That's your emes tzura as one of a part of one of a number of many of Klal Yisrael. Because you're yourself in the tzibur, that's the way tfilosoi nishmas. When they were davening for a pshach, but it could be many times. Kufis, there's a god of Israel, perhaps the god of Israel. He was sick, and the kufa pshach was sick. And in yeshiva, they came. I think three or four times. We'll say that they stopped. Olam shadaven. It's more the gazach. You daven for every in Klal Yisrael. There's a certain matbeis musaf that we daven for. We ask. So is it. So we daven from Shar. Remember that was Mal's name. What's the pshat in my peah? B'toich Shar Chol Yisrael. Gemara with the Rashi Shabbos that you would base on the base. B'toich Shar Chol Yisrael. Zok Gemara is in order. With Rashi says it. In order, you should be koilul him b'toich Shar Chol Yisrael. Zok Rashi. Mamish Kamat al same loshon as Rashi Brachos Dav Lamed. That way, it will be Nishma Yoyser. Dino. There's a Pshach B'Torah Yochid. B'Torah Sablos Rachim Pshach. B'Torah Yochid and everything that he did. His uniqueness in Torah and Anhoga. The Yefshur, I can't have any Asog in it. But there's also a Pshach in terms of one of Shishim Ribui. When you have said, B'Torah Rachim Pshach, it's not enough. The whole world, I never saw another Yid in Klal Yisrael who, I can't tell you how many people, but about the Torah just for him. All the yeshivas in the entire world when he was sick. So obviously something very special about him. He didn't do this for every uncle on the street. Something special. Oh, no, but that's not enough. It's not enough for schus from shach. It's not married them. It's not married them. B'toich shach al Yisrael. There's another dimension in Rab Shach. He's also one of Chelem Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Save him b'toich shach al Yisrael. This is the famous Yisoid. The Baal Yavoi to bring with the Maisa with the Lishan Shunamis. Lishan Shunamis. State, Malachim Beis. Lisha. He was passing through a certain. Mokim. There was an Isha who made him a whole Mokim. She made him a Chedalimur, a Chedal place to see, to sleep. And he had a lot of Akkurs at Toiftar. So he told his Talmud, Geichazi. He said, Omeno, Vyemeno, Emeno, Alea, Hinecha, Rant, Alein, was Kol HaKharod HaZois. He made a whole Rash for us. He made a whole Matzah for us. Kitzi were matriach, he felt a tremendous akkurs atoif. Malas is loch. Hayesh le dabal loch el amelech, el tzar tzvo. Elisha said, I have connections. First we're going to do the Pashup Shan deposit. I have connections. I have connections with the melech. I have connections with the White House, with the thing. I could set you up. You want? I even protect you. Tell me what you want. Tell me what Masadi, or akkurs atoif, tell me what. The Maish and Zoya, the first meaning was Zoya, the Zoya state, it doesn't really mean Pshat, the limit is. It was Rosh Hashanah, this was Rosh Hashanah time. And he told her, Heshadab al-Melech means I have a private, Elisha's a Novi, he has a private audience with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah, entire year is telling on this, you want anything, you want kids, you want Shaduchim, you want health, you want Eslach and Torah, you want your wife. Heshadab al-Melech. Today will be equivalent as if Chaim Kanegesh would call you up, Eliyahu would call you up before Hashem and say, no, what do you want me to mention about you in the Davening Dang Shvarash? What do you want? I want to mention you. Tell me what you want. It's like 40 more times than that. Nevuah is 40 more times than that. I'd see her and that would mistama be like that. And what does she answer? Man, don't mention me. What does that mean? It means Namash Nukudu, we said. If you mention me, you're going to mention me, B'Torah say Yochid, a shame. You're going to mention me, Lisha Shunamis. I don't want to stick out. I want to be Dand B'Torah. Shar Chol Yisrael, B'Torah Shar Yisrael. I want to be done via Mispar. That means this Bechina, It's more dangerous when you damn me as a yochid and I'm cut off. Who knows, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I damn me separately, I'm going to lose. I'm going to be disconnected from the bechina of being a klal, being a part of the klal. It's more beneficial for me to be b'soich ami ani yecheshevez, that second chelek, in order. It's more shalom for me. That schus is great for me. That dimension is great for me. It's more of a schus in the din, ani yimadin. This is the second chelek of the person. This is the mispar and the shameless, the klal and the yochid. So let's get down a little bit lamaisa. I want to bring out a little bit more of the chelek of the klal. In lamaisa, constantly, like all the sugyas we're talking about, keseder, a person's dealing with friction and conflicts in this sugya. Keseder. That's becheftet hazeh. Hare, I'm a yochid. I'm a yochid. And the emes, if I shtel totally on my yechidus, most of the times I require personal tending to it. Most of the days I probably wouldn't want to learn exactly what the rest of my chabur is learning. I wouldn't want to daven exactly as fast as the tzibur is davening. I would want to give it slower or faster. I would do this way, that way, this way. If I'm in a door that is mukubal, this and this, and everything is doing lav davka, this is what I should be doing. If a person shtels zich on his yochid, he's going to change a lot of drastic things, a lot of different things. Mitzad sheni, he has to realize this is a sugya of what's not. Shnei memes. You cannot shtel on your yechidus and sacrifice the klal. And mitzad sheni, obviously, you can't shtel on the klal and forget your yechidus. Then you forgot yourself, you lost yourself. The second, you're just always looking around and doing everything, what everyone's doing. Because, and that might come from a good part. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. I mean, I'm a chelik from the klal. We'll see soon. I'll tifrish min atzibur. I'll yishan min aminik. But a person is olul to totally lose his holy yechidus. He might stop thinking. He might stop processing things through his olam yechidus. And he might. It's probable it's going to happen. Because he's just doing what everyone is doing. He's following what everyone is doing. Before I take it further, I want to stress. This nekuda of going bus of the klal. First of all, Maridik and Nekuda, like many things, it's not only Chiv, that which a human being, a Yid, has to be Pechilik of the Klal, it's just also to the Klal. It's not only Chiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a basic Koich and Koich Zanefesh that pushes the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all of us social creatures. Dr. Rambam and Perek Vov, Hilchos Deis, Psicha. Derech B'yosoy Shal Odom V'yas Nimshach Achar Svivov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us that a human being is such a social creature. He gravitates. He doesn't like being alone. And he gravitates to be with people. And that's the backdrop of the yisoid of peer pressure. And that come out anyone in this room without the gears, if they realized if they would be in a room and none of the people would say something, come out without any bravery, they would say what a lot of people would say. It's automatic unless you fight against it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. He made it that way because he wants us, Taka, then I can lose the Nayachidus to be able to be Shtel Zasu to the Klal. I want to be Moise for the Kuda. The reason and the Tzoruch to be part of the Klal is not only, we said until now, because that's part of your Chiyas, part of your dimension of a mensch is he's Taka part of Klal. He's not full when he's by himself. He's not a Dover Sholem. He's Taka Chetzi Dover. But there's another Nekuda. This is very, very wichtig. When a person starts shtelling on his yechidus, and he starts living too much in his yechidus, I don't know if there's any other way to say it, but he becomes not a normal person. The person becomes not a normal mensch. This chibur, to be part of the klal, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu made to be a klal, it's shomer on the shleimus and the glad kind of a person. Like many of the sugyas we had in balance, it's a very deep point, there's a good thing, but the good thing, when it's too much of a good thing, you don't realize it, it takes you off, and it's very hard to chap. Yechidus is a murder gezach. Because the Baruch Hu made it away, and it's part of being a Tzelem Elikim, that you're one of a kind, and you have something that no one else could offer. It's part of being a Tzelem Elikim. There's something special about that. But many times, when a person, Kanira, the biggest Balkishan you are, the bigger Yechidus is stronger, the bigger the Nisayin is, when you shtel on that, so you start wanting to do everything the way you want to do. And everything is different. You want to learn yourself. You want to have your own mahalich, and learning, in chinuch, and shalom bayis, and everything. Because you talk to think different, and you have beautiful things, and you have godless bigger things. You watch those people. You see, those people in life, they become off. They go off. They go off, Pashat. Off. There's a chelik of being part of the cloud that Kadosh Baruch Hu made. There's a lot of things that has covered. Layers and layers of kavonis and all of these soydas. In the kavon of making a mensch, and it's every mensch, you have to be part of the cloud. It's shimmer the glakkeit of a person. When you become a yuchid, you become unbalanced. You don't realize you lose connection to what most people are doing. You lose connection to normally. Chazal magda this person, he's einu min ha-yishuv. He's einu min ha-yishuv. This is the underlying k'peda neira there is in the Torah for a parish min ha-tzibur. And someone's mashana min ha-minik. This is the tremendous balance. Mitzar echad, we all have to shtel on yechidus. I'm not marach tonight. We've given other vadim about this. But yechidus is a whole sugya, sugya rucha. The aleph is, if anyone in this room hasn't done it already, person, some people never discovered their whole personal world, b'chal. They never met themselves. For sure, you have to take out a big parak in your life to meet yourself. But not only that, you have to constantly live in your yol yachid. You have to be, you can't just accept what everyone's doing. You can't accept what everyone's doing. It's not going to work. And sometimes, when you push yourself and you do, you're not feeding yourself personal needs, you burn out. You have to realize you have your yechidus nikin akuda. Nikin zaguna and havona. In tzurachim. In tzurachim. Tzurachim bein ishlishta. Tzurachim bein you and your kids. Everything in life a person has his individual way. You have to open up that world. You have to live in that world. You have to be kashuv. You have to be attentive to that world. Keseder. That's one echad. Mitzad sheni, you can never forget the klal is mechayev and they go together. A klal has many different applications. There's a klal of klal Yisroel, but then there's mini klals. There's yeshiva you're in. There's the chabura and the shir that you're in. There's the shul that you're in. There's the neighborhood that you're in. There's the building that you're in. There's different klals. Every klal is mechayev. The second I have a person who became so yachid that when the klal is doing something, his building is doing something, he doesn't think it applies to him. He says, it doesn't apply to me. The whole building is doing something. And he says, it doesn't apply to me. I'm not saying every single time you have to shtel zuchsut ibn, you have to see. But if he says, what do you mean? Like, what does it have to do with an opinion? Then you lost this yisoid of what it means to be a klal. The yisoid of being a klal means even when it doesn't work for you. Let me bring it out. So many times, you as a yochid, it's not a good thing. So many times, you as a yochid, the rishchabura is going to decide to do something that doesn't work for you. The rav of the shul is going to decide. The rosh hashiva is going to decide something that doesn't work for you. Do you think I, as a person, grieve every single decision that both rosh hashiva, previous rosh hashiva, make? I've had a lot of different opinions. Every person does. This series many times. Sometimes in the mirror, they're going to the protim of the ma'aser. It was a ma'aser that the older bachur, maybe the older yivalein, the bachur in the yeshiva, want to learn a different masechta. Want to learn a different masechta, and B'chaim Shmulevitz said, in this yeshiva, they should learn. It happens many times in yeshiva, they wanted to make a merit. No, they're older, they weren't the roiv, but they maybe there was some numbers. Because B'chaim Shmulevitz was machriya, that the yeshiva should learn this masechta. And the tanya was, they say, what's going to be with us? The ma'aser for us, it's not good. And the tanya to them, you're not going to lose from going bust to the clock. You're not going to lose a bone bus to the clown. I made a cheshbon right now. I don't want to go to this perek. I don't want to learn this perek. Why should I tell a bocher in Gaman that right now we're going over from perek HaShutfin to LaYachmer. We're going from perek HaShutfin to Chesabat. You think you don't want to do it, right? So he's right. He's telling me, you read on Ali Shor Chelik Shar Gimel, how a person has to be a yachid, and he sized up his whole chelik, his whole olam yechidus, and he sees for him, it doesn't stim, cheskes kesabatim. The Rosh Chabur is going faster, the Rosh Chabur is going slower. It doesn't work for me. We're telling him, you're going to gain. What's the vart? What's the vart? The vart is forgetting about the second part of the person. There's a chelik of you as a yachid, and there's a chelik of you as a klal. There's a chelik of you that's called besoich ami anoich yoshevis. And that's important for you. When you dislocate yourself and you become a yochid, you're building up, you're lopsided. This is a sugya balance. This is why we're learning the sugya. This is not. People make such toyism with this. Yes, you have one tremendous nekud of a yechidus, but you're missing the chelik of a klal. First of all, you're not connected to klal Yisrael. And second of all, I'm telling you, these people, they start to go off. I've seen many, many talented people. Can you hear what Ram is before? The bigger Baal Kishon you are, the bigger you have an assignment in this. Many, many talented people, when they start to become a yachid, they stop showing suit to what people are doing, saying. When I say shtol tzu, it doesn't mean you always have to, at the end of the day, do what everyone says, but you have to feel it's a mechayev. Mechayev means, like we spoke about a few times, I have to go out of my way, I have to figure out what is the tzibur doing, and I have to work out, how am I going to work out that I'm not doing what they're doing? I either have to consent to them in some way, I have to hide what I'm doing, but I can't just machavek with what they're doing, because then the pshat is the chelik of the klal. I'm losing that muscle of the klal is getting ruined. There are people in the Seder Alimud. It's Nichon, Chazal say, Cher v'labadim. Chazal say, a person who learns alone, he's off. There's Dr. Marshon and Makis. It's Derech Avodah Zarah. Derech Avodah Zarah. Smart people, brilliant people. They go themselves. They think it's the right way, but it's off. It ends up being off. It ends up being wrong. You don't have the Shleimus. You don't have sometimes these people, they lose touch with people. Sometimes between meals, these people become Chaitin. Sometimes, when I'm married, they're Kuda. They lose the ability to access themselves. They don't realize, we're going to talk about this maybe, we've talked about this many times, in every single person, there's something called the Yetzahara, and there's depths in a person. And every person has a tahim of Ra. And these people, many times, these Yechidim go off by themselves, they end up not chapping themselves, how much to protect themselves, and they believe in themselves. And Kfahu Yamayisim, Ba'alalala Mayisim, these people do terrible, terrible, terrible things. Person becomes a yochid, he loses connection to people, he loses the connection to the different parts of the shleimus of the Adam himself, because that's what you do when you get when you're with other people. La'olam, there's two chalokim of a person. There's a yochid, and it's a pei de gemura. You can't forget yechidus. When you forget yechidus, it's like forgetting your pants. You know who you are. Who are you? You're different. You're ashamed. But there's shtelim tzu to the seber. What is fear eyes? That's a mekatzer. Mekatzer as man, as like a whole man. But Rambam, when he talks about Purush Midakir Tzibur, you might see this Nakuda. You see the Nakuda in Purush Midakir Tzibur is a zach bifnei atzmei besides Averis. Rambam Milchus Tshuva, Perakim Alochi Yud Aleph. He brings it in many places. The Chazavil also. Ha Purush Midakir Tzibur. Av, excuse me, Shaloi Over Averis. Rambam is madgish. We're talking about someone who is not near directly being engaged in Avedis. He's just Purush Midakir Tzibur. Nivdul me'adas Yisroel. Ve'ein ha'isem mitzvahs b'cholam. V'lo nichnas b'tzorosin. V'lo mis'anis b'tanisin. He just doesn't participate in what they're doing. He doesn't participate. Everyone's doing it. Stock of fund. Everyone's doing this thing. The whole door is doing something. The whole door is doing ovis upon him. And he machzik nishtavek. Doesn't even gurus it. He doesn't gurus it. This person, Dr. Rambam, ein loy chelik le'olam haba. It means it's touching yisoid hadas. Someone who takes himself away the klal, he's touching. It's not a small prat. It's a yisoid in Torah and a yisoid in what a person is. This is the two things, the misper shemus. Like many of the sugyas that we said, you could stretch one yisoid for the other. Stretch means I could sometimes bend a little bit my yechidus to be the klal. I could sometimes bend a little bit the klal, but you can never forget about one for the other. You have to make sure that both of them are in your life, and both of them are actively in your life. And whenever you have to do the rotz v'shav, whenever you do a little bit one to the other, you got to go to the other. You have to one to the other. This is the sugi we wanted to open up tonight directly. Another example, another sugi. It's part of the sugi shleimus, but mispar shemus. You're a yachid, you're never yachidi. There's something you do, the way you learn. But mitzacheni, you, the same person, you yourself, are also a misper. You, that yachidus, it's only beautiful, it's only whole when it's part of the klal. That individuality, when it's isolated and separate, is make sure that you're connected to the klal. You're not inim and a yishuv. You betuch am yanoich yishavis.